Ancient Egypt has never stopped fascinating us. We love its beautiful sculpture, its extraordinary painting, and the fascination that it is so old. And there is now a spectacular collection of ancient Egyptian artifacts that's making its U.S. debut at Cincinnati Museum Center. Egypt, the Time of Pharaohs, features a range of artifacts, including sculpture, paintings, ceramics, and much more. They date back 4,500 years, and they are from the collections of European museums and the University of Aberdeen. I'm happy to welcome Cody Hefner, the Director of Communications at Cincinnati Museum Center.
Hi, Anne. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a bit about the exhibition, what people can expect when they come to see it. Because it's huge.
it's just as you said. There's over 350 original artifacts. Egyptian culture dates back 5,000 years. It's incredible to think of, and that we still have artifacts from this period. They range from rings that pharaohs wore, that others wore, all the way up to this massive 1,800-pound bust of the pharaoh Hatshepsut. So there's anything and everything in between. There's very detailed interactive models of what temple complexes look like, what homesteads and workshops look like, so people actually get a sense of what life was like in ancient Egypt. And it is a really just all-encompassing, fascinating exhibition that talks about daily life, political power and pharaonic culture, the myths, the religion, the stories that all tie into that, and of course, the afterlife and the mummification process and, you know, preparing the body for that.
I think that's what people most identify with ancient Egypt is, of course, the mummies. And that was a way of preserving the body because it was thought that that's what was going into the afterlife, even if the rest of you wasn't there.
Yes, it's absolutely right. And I think a lot of people probably haven't seen a mummy, or very few have, and we all have this preconception or this misconception that they look like they do in Scooby-Doo cartoons and things like that. They're just this staggering figure wrapped in bandages. So it's really fascinating to see one in real life, and also to realize in there that is a person who lived during this period, who's well over 3,000 years old, as the mummy is in this exhibition. It's just incredible. But then it's not just, hey, we're ancient Egypt and mummies are going to be our thing. That's just what we're going to be known for. It's what role did that play in their daily lives and in the afterlife? And why was that so critical and so important? Because there's an entire ritual and procedure and ceremony around this that you just don't think of. You just jump straight to mummy. So it's really incredible.
Yeah, and I think it's that whole ceremony that you referred to and the kinds of artifacts that we find in these tombs really are testimony to the fact that the Egyptians, it's not that they loved death, they loved life, and they really wanted to take it with them.
Yes, you're right. And you think of mummies, you think of a sarcophagus, but there's also a coffin that's, you know, more or less a coffin that we would think of. It's a box with a lid that's painted in a way that itself is a temple. There's a doorway that they travel into to go into their tomb, to go into that temple. There's eyes painted on the side of the coffin so that they can look out from inside and see what's going on in the living world from the afterlife. So, you know, there's a lot of thought put into this. This was not just this person has passed on. It's this person now lives eternally in the afterlife. And there's even a mummy of a cat, which is kind of incredible to think that mummification was not just for humans, and animals were mummified for various reasons as well.
Now, holograms and technology play a huge role in this exhibition. Can you tell our listeners about some of those effects and how they're used?
Sure. It's really fitting that we're blending ancient Egyptian culture with technology, because you think of how technologically advanced the Egyptian culture was and just how long of a period their culture span and what those advancements were during that period. But in here, you walk out of one gallery where you're looking at a 3,000-year-old mummy to another gallery where you're looking at a hologram that was just completed less than a year ago. As a matter of fact, Cincinnati is the first time this hologram has ever been seen by a wide audience. It was prototyped in Scotland and in Germany for a very brief period, but now it is on full display. And what it is, the mummy that you've just seen, now you get to see it unwrapped layer by layer by layer. And so it's really incredible. You get greater detail on the bandages and on the netting and kind of the ceremony of wrapping a mummy. And then you see the condition of the body, what that is in after all these years later. And it kind of spins around in 3D so you can see it from its head down to its feet, from its feet up to its head. It rotates kind of on an axis as well. So you see every angle of this mummy in a way that you never could with something so delicate of that age.
That's a great segue into my next question, which is, this is the largest collection of ancient Egyptian artifacts to tour. How did Cincinnati Museum Center manage to be the debut site for this exceptional exhibition?
There's a few things at play. I mean, number one, our museum is known for the exhibitions that we produce, the space that we have. It's not just the Union Terminal building that is so stunning for people, but is the physical exhibition space. We have a large box of a gallery with very high ceilings, so we can pretty much do anything in that space. We can accommodate any kind of exhibit. And so exhibition companies love that and love to be able to come in and sort of have a blank slate to work with to design and lay out however they like. But the company who produced Egypt, the Time of Pharaohs, is called Museums Partner, and they're based out of Austria. They did the Vikings exhibition that we had a few years ago. So we've worked with them before. We're familiar with their company and the work that they do, and they're familiar with us as well and how we care for their objects and really put on a great show. So we have great leadership that was in contact with them that actually went to Europe to help them develop this exhibition for an English-speaking and American audiences. So we were actually involved in sort of tweaking this in a way to bring it to America. And, you know, as you're filling out your exhibition calendar, you're looking at what you have available while the exhibition company is saying, here are the times it's not somewhere else. And we really wanted to be the debut location for this exhibition. And there's a little bit of serendipity. There was a lot of hard work in what we've done in the past. And none of that is possible without the city of Cincinnati and this region coming to visit these exhibitions. We have a great space to put on this exhibition, but no one comes. Companies don't want to bring it to us, but we get such a great turnout, and we have such a curious community that's eager to learn and eager to come and view these things, that makes it a really easy sell for us to exhibition companies to say, hey, bring it here and bring it here first.
Exhibition is a collaboration between several museums and a museum in Scotland.
Yes, it comes to us from three museums in Germany. There's the Römer und Polizius Museum. There's the Gustav Lübcke Museum and the Egyptian Museum in Berlin, which actually that museum in Berlin has lent artifacts to this stop of the exhibition that are not going to continue on. So you're going to see objects here in Cincinnati that you won't in other locations. And then the fourth institution is the University of Aberdeen Museums in Aberdeen, Scotland. So this really rich, eclectic collection that these four institutions have come together to produce. And we're very fortunate to have had their curators and their experts in town during the installation to tell us a little more about it and to give us insight into their work as well.
And getting back to the artifacts, as you said, you have this huge bust of the female pharaoh Hatshepsut, but you also have some very humble kinds of pieces, pieces that were originally thrown out by some of the first archaeologists, like this reed mat.
You and I were speaking earlier, and it really is a case of one person's trash is, you know, millennia later, another person's treasure. So we look at these, and there's textiles in there. These are garments that people actually wore 3,000, 4,000 years ago. That's incredible that they still exist, because we all have clothes, we have shirts, you know, I'll pop a button or, you know, I get a tear in a pair of pants or a shirt, and like, well, that's done. But these things have lasted this entire time. And not only the objects and the textiles and things like that, but the writing. We have writing and documentation of workers who are working on building homes and temples and these great complexes, griping about back pay or, you know, worker squabbles and things like that, just ordinary things that they probably thought, no one's going to care about this. I'm just getting it off my chest. I'm writing it for someone, you know, to a friend. But we have that, and it gives us such a fantastic snapshot into what daily life was like for people of all levels.
And it's very reassuring to know that that doesn't change over 4,000 years.
Ancient Egyptians, they're just like us.
Tell us about some of the other programs that are going to be going on. The Omnimax is featuring a special movie, too.
Yeah, so we have a classic film that we've brought back called Mummies, Secrets of the Pharaohs. And it's sort of, I described it the other day, it's kind of CSI Egypt or CSI Ancient Egypt, because you follow archaeologists and Egyptologists as they go into these tombs and unearth these mummies. And then they take them back to these high-tech modern labs because forensic scientists and analysts are looking into them to see what was the condition of this person when they passed away? Can we look at their bones and see, oh, they broke their ankle when they were a child, or it looks like there's a blade mark here in their arm where they were cut by something, or there shows evidence of this disease, they had the flu, they had pneumonia, different things like that, that we can still tell. And what can we tell from these ancient mummies and from this ancient culture that might help us with medical technology today and help find cures or new ways to treat or just better understand how a virus, you know, attacks the body? And we can learn all that from these people who lived thousands and thousands of years before us. And it's a really fascinating film because you get those stunning wide shots of Egypt and the pyramids and, you know, the Nile region. You're going into these tombs and you're seeing places that most people never see. So the Omnimax is taking you to places that you're never going to have the opportunity to get to and to see yourself. And then you're immediately transported into the laboratory and working alongside these scientists. So it's just a really wide-ranging, incredible, very, very curious film that, you know, you never thought that you would encounter something like this.
And are there any other programs going on?
We have summer camps that utilize the exhibition and that study ancient Egypt and that get to play with some engineering challenges of kind of building your own pyramid and playing with hieroglyphs and things like that that are great for kids. And we also have programming running alongside the exhibition at different points inside the exhibition and in the hallways outside of it to just kind of further that experience and make it a little richer so that you are getting a little hands-on and you're understanding it at a better level, particularly for kids who are also fascinated by ancient Egypt but might want something that's a little more dynamic for them to do beforehand or afterwards.
It's definitely an exhibition that you want to visit more than once. And I thank you so much for sharing it with us. Cody Hefner is the Director of Communications at Cincinnati Museum Center. You can find out more about Egypt, the time of pharaohs, by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.